This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. With just a few short weeks left in 2018, Farm Bureau is hard at work to see a strong policy finish for agriculture. This year started with solid promises for agriculture from our lawmakers. Even this week, we're seeing Congress and the administration make good on their 2018 resolutions. Our president has taken a real interest in how decisions in Washington affect farmers and ranchers, beginning with his address to us at AFBF's annual convention in Nashville last January. From Secretary Perdue and Vice President Pence to President Trump himself, we have leaders who understand how important farmers and ranchers are to our country and who generally want to do all they can to help us succeed. Although we still have uncertainties when it comes to markets and access to a legal, stable workforce, we are heading into 2019 on a path towards stronger trade relationships, clearer regulations, and stronger farm risk management tools. Thanks to the bipartisan leadership of the House and Senate Ag Committees, the 2018 Farm Bill is nearing the finish line. We need to get this Farm Bill done before the clock runs out on this Congress, so farmers and ranchers can access the programs they need to protect their businesses in uncertain times, and continue to feed our nation and keep us strong. I encourage all of you to join with us in calling on your lawmakers to get the Farm Bill done in 2018. The spotlight has certainly fallen on agriculture when it comes to trade this year. For many of us, it's hard to recall a time when so many headlines have focused on farmers and ranchers. I'm grateful to all of you who have shared your stories and explained the importance of agricultural trade. Thanks to all of us working together, farmers have taken a seat at the table with the Vice President and President, and the administration is putting agriculture at the top of its list when it comes to negotiating new trade deals. We've seen this already with the new agreement with Canada and Mexico. The president and his team took a strong stand for dairy improvements, and now we're heading into 2019 with a free and fair deal with our North American neighbors. Farmers and ranchers are eager to fully restore markets we've lost to tariffs this year, and we're keeping a close watch to see what's next with China and other trading partners. Last but certainly not least, we are relieved to be one step closer to having common sense regulations with EPA's new clean water rule. Farm Bureau led the way in calling for EPA and the Corps of Engineers to ditch the unlawful 2015 WOTUS rule and write clear rules that don't require a team of lawyers to navigate. Farmers and ranchers should be able to look out on their land and know what's a federally regulated waterway and what's not. Clear rules will protect our ability to grow safe and sustainable food for our country while preserving the land, air, and water we all depend on. We are hopeful the proposed new rule will do just that, and our team here at Farm Bureau is reviewing it to ensure it does. We've made progress on other regulations too, such as delaying a transportation rule that would make it more difficult to get livestock and fish to market and eliminating a duplicative, unnecessary pesticide regulation. Turning back the huge tide of overregulation will take time, and we still have a lot of work to do. But we have made great progress over the past year. If 2018 is any indicator, 2019 will be a busy time for agriculture. I trust we are all resolved and ready for the challenge as we pray for the Lord to bless our efforts in working together for a stronger farm economy and bountiful new year. State Farm Bureau presidents from across the nation attended an event Tuesday at Environmental Protection Agency headquarters in Washington to witness the signing of the proposed Clean Water Rule. In a statement, AFBF President Zippy Duval said, "Farmers and ranchers work every day to protect our nation's waterways and drinking water. For more than 5 years, we have advocated for a new water rule that protects clean water and provides clear rules for people and communities to follow. This new rule will empower farmers and ranchers to comply with the law, protect our water resources, and productively work their land without having to hire an army of lawyers and consultants. We want to protect land and water in the communities where we live and work. Clean water is our way of life. Preserving our land and protecting our water means healthy places to live, work, and play. We believe this new clean water rule is rooted in common sense. It will protect our nation's water resources and allow farmers to farm. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Board of Directors on Tuesday voted unanimously to endorse final approval of the 2018 Farm Bill on the strength of its comprehensive provisions that support production agriculture, including measures related to risk management, crop insurance, and programs that facilitate market development. The AFBF board expressed its appreciation to House and Senate agricultural leaders, Senators Pat Roberts and Debbie Stabenow, and Representatives Mike Conaway and Colin Peterson for the months of hard work they invested in crafting the bill. The Agriculture Department's November 8th World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report projected soybean exports at 1.9 billion bushels for marketing year 2018-19, down 11% or 229 million bushels from the previous year. If realized, the 2018-19 export volume for soybeans will be the lowest since 2014. The report projected corn exports at a record high 2.45 billion bushels for marketing year 2018-19, up slightly from the previous year's record of 2.38 billion bushels. A review of weekly export inspections and sales data points to lower soybean exports and greater corn exports than currently projected by USDA. Lower soybean exports would further increase what is expected to be a record soybean carryout in 2018-19, pushing prices lower. It is anticipated that China could re-enter the U.S. market in the coming months. If realized, sales to China would provide a much-needed boost to soybean exports, lowering ending stocks and lifting the price outlook. For corn, the pace of export sales combined with higher use in ethanol and animal feed are expected to result in an ending stock level of 1.736 billion bushels, the lowest inventory level since 2015 and lowest stocks-to-use ratio, 11.5%, since 2013. The improved outlook for corn demand is likely to lift prices higher, with USDA projecting a market year average price of $3.60 per bushel. Failure to pass a farm bill this year would undermine the financial security of America's farmers and ranchers. Farmers can be proud to support the 2018 Farm Bill because it is good for all Americans. The Farm Bill recognizes the hardships farmers are facing due to the current farm economy crisis. It also helps farmers remain productive. Check out the Farm Bureau Action Alert on the Farm Bill to learn how you can easily send a message to your members of Congress urging them to take action on this important legislation. Idea Ag Group, LLC, announces that the Northern Illinois Farm Show will take place January 9th through 10th at the NIU Convocation Center in DeKalb, Illinois. The event will feature approximately 100 companies showcasing the latest innovations available to farmers in the Midwest. Exhibits featuring major dealers and equipment companies include Altorfer Incorporated, R Equipment, Clark's Ag Supply, Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Martin Implement, CSR Bobcat, and many more. Seed companies represented include AgriGold Hybrids, Stone Seed, Dairyland Seed Company, and Mark Seed. The House may soon consider legislation that could extend several expired tax provisions, including Farm Bureau-supported credits that promote the production of biodiesel and support the sustainability of short-line railroads. The measure may be attached to an end-of-the-year legislative package or another bill Congress is looking to finalize before the end of the month. Tax credits for biodiesel, renewable biodiesel, and second-generation biofuel, along with the alternative fuel vehicle refueling property tax credit, expired on December 31, 2017. These cleaner-burning renewable fuels provide expanded markets for farm commodities. The tax credit for short-line railroads, which farmers and ranchers depend on to deliver their products to market and to supply them with the inputs they need to run their businesses, also expired at the end of last year. Farm Bureau is asking House lawmakers to approve the biodiesel and short-line railroad extenders with the goal of passing them into law before the end of this session of Congress. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.